Good afternoon, boys and girls. My name's Rebecca.
And I'm Daniel.
And we want to welcome you behind the wall. It's always good to spend time with friends, and you're our friends. So we thank God that you're here today. Now, today is episode number 4 in our summer series on the 10 Commandments.
That's right.
So that means today we're looking at commandment number 4, which is found in Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 8. Could you read that for us?
I'd be glad to. So let's turn our Bibles together to Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy maidservant, nor thy manservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Wonderful. Okay, so there's a lot to unpack there. But for now, let's just take a moment and memorize the first part of the commandment, which is remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Okay, now I just want to take a second before we memorize this and see if we can do the first three that we've already learned. So commandment number 1 was, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment was, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Last week we looked at commandment number 3, which said, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Mm-hmm. And today we're adding number 4, which says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Okay? So with the reference, which is Exodus 20, verse 8, let's start from the top and say it through twice. Here we go.
Awesome.
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Very good. Again. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Very good.
I loved it.
All right. This one's pretty short, and I think it's pretty easy. You probably even already know it, but let's say it a couple more times just to make sure. We'll put it on your screen. Mm-hmm. We'll take away a few words, and we'll see how you do. All right? Let's try it all together. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. All right, why don't you lead the boys and see how you guys do with a few blanks.
Sure. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Very good. All right, girls, let's give it a shot. I think we can do it with our eyes closed. All right, let's give it a shot. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
Very good.
All right.
Let's try one time all together with no words.
All right, here we go. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Very good. I think we have it down pat. But now we need to explore a little bit more about what the commandment means. So sit tight and let's go over to question number 1. All right, boys and girls, question number 1 is, what does this commandment mean? Daniel?
All right, so there's about 4 different things this commandment means. There's a lot in here in these couple verses. So let's start from the top. It says to remember the Sabbath. What does that word Sabbath mean? Well, the Bible has this word written in Hebrew as Shavat, which means a day of rest. So we have to remember a day of rest, and then it says to keep it holy. And what does that word holy look like in Hebrew? Well, the word is lekadeshu, which means to set it apart or consecrate it for a special use. So we have to take one day out of the week, we have to treat it as special, as a day of rest, and set it apart. So that means one day out of 7, you need to rest. Rest from what? Well, God says here in verse 9, it says, 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. That means during the other 6 days, you'll be doing all your work. Whether you're mommy or daddy going to work and coming back home, whether you've got other things to do, whether it's housework, whether it's shopping, getting gas for the car, whatever it is you would do on those 6 days, it should be different than what you do on that day of rest. So God commands in verse 9, in 6 days, not the seventh, you should do all your work. And it goes on to say in verse 10, in it thou shalt not do any work, not thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, etc., etc. Meaning on the Sabbath day, you should not do any work. So that's the difference, right? So there's one day out of the week we set apart. That one special day is holy and a day of rest. Every other day of the week, we do all our work, right? We do everything else we have to do, whether it's homework, whether it's house cleaning, whether it's going shopping, whatever. You do those things during those 6 days. And then God then says, neither thou nor thy family nor anybody in your home or even community should be doing work on that special day. And so that means that we as families, we as communities, we as churches should together choose to set apart that one day of the week as holy. And that means you need to do the things that God asks you to do on that day, which means to focus on the things of the Lord and not the things of the rest of the 6 days of the week.
All right, boys and girls. So question number 2 says, why did God give us this commandment? Well, let's remember that the commandment is to take one day apart out of 7 that we get every week to set apart as a holy day. But the question is, why?
That's right. Well, there's 2 different reasons God gives explicitly, very clearly in these verses. In verse 10, it says, the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord, thy God. That means this is a day that is special to God, first and foremost, because it's the day in which he rested after creating the world in 6 days. We'll get there in a second. Secondly, it's a special day to God, meaning we should keep this day holy for his sake. It's a special gift from God, meaning we get a chance to rest from all the stuff we do during 6 days. And it's a gift from God to command us to do it, to make sure that we as communities, as families, and as individuals get to have one day of rest from the crazy world around us. Secondly, the Bible tells us that this day is a reminder of creation. It's an example of how God created the earth in 6 days and rested the seventh. So in verse 11, we see the Bible says, for in 6 days the Lord made heaven and the earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. So this is the model we follow. We're supposed to be like our God and taking that day of rest on that seventh day. So just as God rested and then blessed that day, we should rest from our work and bless that day as holy. Now, the whole point of this is to be an example, not only to ourselves, but to the community around us and the world around us, that we value the day of the Lord, that we value the Lord because it is the Lord, our God, who gave us this commandment. And this is why he wants us to do it, because we follow in his example. This commandment and the other 3 we've learned so far are all about the character of God. God is the creator of all. He is a jealous God. He's a holy God. His name is of great value and honor. And God also values the creation he made and this day of rest, which is special and holy to him. So we have to follow that example and live like that for Christ. But if you're not a Christian today, it should make you very concerned, because this is something God's commanded us to do. And the only way you can really set this day apart as holy is if you know the one who makes anything holy. That's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You need to be forgiven of your sins, repent and turn around and be cleansed by the blood of Christ. That's our call to you today if you're not a Christian listening today. But to the rest of us, remember to keep the Sabbath holy. Okay, so the question is, how then do we keep this commandment today? We know this was a commandment given to Israel in the Old Testament, but we also know that Christ has come. So what should we do?
Well, boys and girls, there are a few things that we should note. First of all, the Lord doesn't specify which day of the week we are to set apart, other than saying we should rest on the seventh day. Now, the New Testament talks about the church gathering on the first day of the week. John, who wrote the book of Revelation, he talks about being in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. So it's clear in Scripture that we as Christians are to gather together to worship God together, to take a day to rest from our labors from the whole week long on the Sabbath day, the Lord's Day, and we take that on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, we can set Sundays apart as holy in a few different ways. First of all, we don't do unnecessary work on the Lord's Day or on the Sabbath day. Now, some of you might have been thinking when Daniel was explaining earlier about not working on the Sabbath, you might think, well, what about my mom? She's a nurse. Or my dad, he is in some other job. Maybe he's a paramedic or something where he has to work on a Sunday. There are jobs where people need to be helped, and those are acts of mercy. Those are necessary works that have to be done no matter what time of day, no matter what day of the week, right? But there are a lot of things that people end up doing that just aren't necessary on a Sunday. So I want you to make sure you have that clear in your head. Not every job is not allowed to happen on a Sunday, mm-hmm. but some jobs are acts of necessity and mercy, and other ones are just not necessary for Sunday because they can happen all throughout the other 6 days of the week. Mm-hmm. Now, the second thing that we can do to set Sundays apart is by making the Lord the focus of our day.
That's right.
That's from beginning to end. So maybe that means going to church, and maybe that means that you take extra time with your family to be in God's word, to take time to read it, to pray together. We should also refrain from things that would be distracting us from God. So those games that we play all week, maybe Sunday is the day that we set those aside so that we have more time to think about the things of God and to pray with other people and to read his word and to meditate on him. Mm-hmm. It also means that we are focused on the Lord and his work on his special day rather than our own things. So that means trying to get your homework done on the other days of the week. Sunday is the day for the Lord, and it's the day that we get to do his things. And boys and girls, I want you to understand, Sunday is a privilege. It's a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's not a burden to say, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. No, instead, change the way you look at it and say, I get to rest. I get to go to church. I get to spend time with the Lord. Those are amazing blessings that we get to have every single week. Now, obviously, pastors and Sunday school teachers, they have to do some work on Sundays because they prepare the lesson to bring it to you. But that's a different kind of work. That is a work unto the Lord. So that's something that's very special for them to get to do for you on Sundays. Now, the third thing I want to note is that every family and church community decides how this commandment will look in their lives, okay? So some churches will have services multiple times on a Sunday, in the morning, maybe in the afternoon, maybe in the evening. Maybe they'll have a fellowship time on a Sunday afternoon or after the evening service. It might look a little bit different from community to community, but the point is that we are taking time together to worship our God and to set it apart as a different kind of day. Mm-hmm. So there are many things that we can do to honor the Lord and to remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy, but we just have to make sure that we are taking it as a day of rest, that we are making it different than the other 6 days, and that we are setting it apart and dedicating it to the Lord. Now, before we end, Daniel, would you close us off in prayer? And then we will sing a song together, and then we'll close off. Okay? Let's pray.
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you for the blessing it is to study your word, Lord, to see your plan for our lives, Lord, the way you've even set the week apart as a special setup, Lord God, of 6 days of labor and one day of rest. And we pray, Lord God, that we would honor the Sabbath in our hearts, minds, and spirit, Lord God, every single week, that we do our very best to take this day and set it apart for you, Lord, to give extra attention to your word, to the things of God, to your people, Lord, and to be listening, attentive, and careful with our actions on this day, Lord God. For it is a day holy unto you, it is your day, and you are our God. We want to glorify you in it. Father, please, I pray, save all those who don't know you. May they come to know the God of the Sabbath. May they come to know the goodness of Christ. And may they know that indeed our only true rest, our true Sabbath, from which we'll, in which we'll rest from all of the labor of this life, is the Lord Jesus Christ. For your word tells us this, that he is indeed the Sabbath rest for the believer. Lord God, they would come unto you, all those who are weary and heavy laden. For Christ is the answer. Christ is the Savior. You are the one who can redeem any soul, Lord God. So we commit them all into thy hands. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All right, boys and girls, it's time for our song. So if you're, since you're at home, you can stand up so that you can sing the very best that you can so that we can praise the Lord together.
Thank you, boys and girls, for joining us today. We hope to see you next time on
Behind the Wall.